This is Today in History, March the 29th. On this day in 1638, Swedish colonists settled in present-day Delaware. Also on this day in 1867, Britain's Parliament passed and Queen Victoria signed the British North America Act, creating the Dominion of Canada, which came into being the following July. Also on this day in 1951, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted in New York of conspiracy to commit espionage for the Soviet Union. They were executed in June 1953. Also in 1951, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I opened on Broadway. On this day in 1962, Jack Paar hosted NBC's Tonight Show for the final time.
On March 16th, this was written in a small syndication by a television writer, Hal Humphrey, who was a very good writer, so good that his paper just folded. But he did write this on the 16th, mind you, of this month. I still insist that Jack isn't going to quit his nocturnal throne. They say that all of the mail and other comments stirred by his resignation has enlarged the Pargio's ego to such a point where it would take a derrick of a herd of elephants to remove him from the premises at NBC. Nobody knows what Jack Paar himself is thinking about these days. He doesn't confide in the press. On the show, however, there are times when he seems almost on the verge of shouting, "I'm going to stay. You've done it. You've convinced me. I love you, and I'm going to stay." So there, that's what Mr. Humphreys wrote. And now with that, I bid you.
Johnny Carson debuted as host the following October. On this day in 1971, Army Lieutenant William L. Calley Jr. was convicted of murdering 22 Vietnamese civilians in the 1968 My Lai Massacre. Also in 1971, a jury in Los Angeles recommended the death penalty for Charles Manson and three female followers for the 1969 Tate-LaBianca murders. The sentences were later commuted.
I have not any intention to move the team. If I did, I would tell you about it, okay? If you love the Colts, why didn't you treat me right?
In 1984, under cover of early morning darkness, the Baltimore Colts football team left its home city of three decades and moved to Indianapolis.
Mayor Schaefer from his front steps of his home.
The Colts had to sneak out of town at night. It degrades a great tradition of the city in football.
On this day in 1992, Democratic presidential frontrunner Bill Clinton acknowledged experimenting with marijuana while attending Oxford University.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it. And didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
And on this day in 1973, the U.S. withdraws from Vietnam.
For the first time in 12 years, no American military forces are in Vietnam. All of our American POWs are on their way home. The 17 million people of South Vietnam have the right to choose their own government without outside interference. And because of our program of Vietnamization, they have the strength to defend that right. We have prevented the imposition of a communist government by force on South Vietnam.
2 months after the signing of the Vietnam Peace Agreement, the last U.S. combat troops leave South Vietnam as Hanoi frees the remaining American prisoners of war held in North Vietnam. America's direct 8-year intervention in the Vietnam War was at an end. In Saigon, some 7,000 U.S. Department of Defense civilian employees remained behind to aid South Vietnam in conducting what looked to be a fierce and ongoing war with communist North Vietnam. The Vietnam War was the longest and most unpopular foreign war in U.S. history and cost 58,000 American lives. As many as 2 million Vietnamese soldiers and civilians were killed. The U.S. withdraws from Vietnam March 29, 1973, on this day in history.